You get a new phone?
Yeah, finally got one. We switched to T-Mobile.
Is it better? That's what I want to do.
Well, it's not better yet. I mean, it's not better or worse or anything. I mean, I don't have great service at my house, but it doesn't really matter because you got Wi-Fi, whatever. But, you know, it's whatever.
My service is terrible.
Our phones.
They did.
Well, they pay up to $800, which I owed like six, maybe.
Yeah.
Megan owed $400 or something like that.
We probably don't even know that much.
So basically, you submit your bill and what you were paying on it and what you owed, and then they send you out like a rebate card or whatever. So it's basically like a gift card, you know, for the amounts.
And did you get any other extras, little goodies?
Well, it's monthly. It's cheaper for me. We were paying like $240 a month for Verizon or something like that. Uh-huh. And now it's like $170.
Oh, well, Lunsford said he did it and he got a bunch of goodies, like an iPad or Apple Watch or something. I don't know.
Maybe he just added more devices for.
Yeah, it must be
cheap,
it.
Probably.
But I mean, all my kids, I got five phones. So, you know what I mean?
Right.
Our bill,
it's still,
Jess and I
still has to be cheaper. But y'all, what do y'all have? AT&T?
Yeah, and it sucks.
Well, we thought about switching to AT&T, but I guess I'm glad we didn't now. But they wouldn't have paid our phones off.
So, but as far as service, it's okay. Not at your. What about other places? Is it better? Like
so far, yeah. There's a few spots that we didn't get good service with Verizon, and we get better service with T-Mobile. So it's kind of like
traded.
Kind of balances out. Yeah. Am I laggy?
Maybe a hint. I don't know.
Everybody's.
Laggy. I should be fine now, but I'm on my mobile, not my laptop, right now.
Oh,
but you hear?
Yeah, I hear you.
So, but I'm recording on this mic, so I can, whatever.
Okay, first off, where are you? We've already started. This is part two. We've already started it. Where are you?
Oh, shit. I'm at headquarters.
What is that?
You got a new headquarters?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, just moving in. Can you figure out where it is? Do you know where I am? Can you figure it out?
Josh's place?
Is that Josh's upstairs?
Yeah, I'm at Bad Bar.
You already started working on it?
I just cleared out this side here.
That's cool.
Look at it.
Wow.
It's cool.
Wow.
Awesome. This side.
Man.
Well, last I heard you were thinking about doing something, but I didn't know you were actively doing stuff. That's cool.
I just started this week. Last week, I just came in and did it.
And Josh
started,
is all good with everything and the
place?
Yeah,
I made Josh a deal, and I'm going to collect money from Lunsford and Dave and Chad and me. And so give him a little bit of money because they're not doing anything with it. I mean, they're supposed to do something with it, but they're just not. So I said, as long as you're not don't really have any leads on what you're going to do right now, let me make you a deal. So now I have a space.
Did you wall it off?
Control.
Show me again the back there because I mean, I know what the space looks like.
This is just playing around with overhead projectors, but this is, I just put my black curtain that I used to have on and here to wall off from that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? So,
so the listeners
this space
at home,
here.
Basically. Matt's showing us his new office.
That's cool.
I'm showing the headquarters. Yeah. It's good. It's going to be good. So Dave was down here yesterday. So it's like I can start planning stuff on the wall. Like, look, see
is
the blue?
Is Dave going to start working there?
Yeah, he was here. He's going to come, you know, multiple days a week. It's good. And probably Lunsford too. But see the calendar? Like all the blue is where our travel days are and stuff like that. So
that's how I have mine.
It's just easy. Yeah, it's easy. Like this whole wall, I'm going to like really develop into an information center. It'll be great.
Are you going to do any like real renovations or are you just kind of like?
This is all temporary just to see like what does it feel like. And then it's going to be get a big conference table here. Going to do one round of painting, you know, soon. And then develop this wall, you know, that's all.
Build a wall separated or do anything with the other spaces or anything like that?
No, just this, just here for now. If I expanded that way, I'd make it a gym is what I would do.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
And then this closet here can be like an ISO booth. So if Lunsford is here and has to do like a call, you can go in and do a call. And so that's just cool. This one space for now and have a key and go in and out and a place
so it
to
totally
park.
Works
so like
in the day. The
easy.
Only time it would be bad is Josh's bar is loud at night, but y'all won't really be there.
I'm not coming here at night. I'm just come here till 1:30. So from now to I'm here for like 4 hours, 3 days a week or something like that.
Nice.
Or that's do meetings or whatever. You know, Dave could have Valhalla come in here and do it. It's kind of like the space was at Belief Agency.
Yeah.
That's cool. That'd be awesome.
So,
very
cool.
That's
just
what
now
I need.
Starting.
I need a space. I'm freaking out. I'm like,
You're going to.
I got so much stuff in my house, and I just turned this room here is basically going to become a fourth bedroom from Ruby.
Oh, wow.
So we're doing that. We put in new carpet and painted it. I think I told you all that anyway. But so, which is cool. But also, I have to, the big thing with me too is that my electric bill is going to go through the roof because this room doesn't have heating and air. So I'm going to have to start running a window unit or something, you know, and a heater in here. And then the dryer for the print press is takes a ton of power, and the print press will take some. So so it's going to be getting there. Now I can write that off, I think, because and I'm going to use my I'm basically using my house as a business, so I should be able to write off a lot of it, but we'll see. I think
Yeah,
you're
that's
muted,
cool.
Matt. I don't know how you did
When you
that.
say write off, do you mean it like Kramer in Seinfeld?
Yes.
He says, you
Exactly.
know, they write it off. And Jerry says,
Yeah.
do you know what it means to write it off? What does that mean? He goes, you know, they write it off.
No, you just document. I still haven't got my taxes done. The lady hadn't, she sent in the thing, but she has not been able to get it
Yeah,
done.
I haven't signed any papers. I think she's almost done with mine, but
Yeah, I know mine will take a little bit of time, so which is fine. At least it'll still be done by May or something. You know what I mean?
oh
So
yeah.
that's way better than October,
So
hope.
your write-off will work this way. The money that you spend on all that power, you get to spend pre-tax. That's
Right.
all. You don't have to pay taxes on the money you spend on that, which is pretty good.
Yes.
So once you have your business and start spending out of there, like I, you know, like I'd bill everything to my personal business. Like I spent all, you know, all, like on trip to New York, I spend all that pre-tax because it's like a research trip and I'm doing this. You have to make stuff up, you know,
Ooh.
there's, you can't quite do everything, but anything you can do that you can justify as business, you spend it out of your business account.
Right.
If you have that set up, and then that all that's going to be deducted. And like, so food and entertainment is 50% deductible, but that just means that, you know, you're saving 5 to 15, you know, between 10% and 30% discount on anything that you can use as a write-off or a
That's what I
deduction,
was thinking last night
basically.
because at Allie's been just kicking ass at shipping. Like we really have tightened up the shit. Like I'm really enjoying it. Like having her, like she just loves it actually. It's weird. Like it's so funny. Like, you know, she doesn't believe in God, but I keep being like, you think all this just happened by coincidence?
And she's taping up a box. You're talking about, like, how
I
does this
know, I know.
happenstance?
But she can't help it. She'll go with me forever. She'll talk about stuff. She talks more than me. I never thought, but she worked in a mailroom for 5 years. She is, I mean, she's a photographer, so knows in and out Photoshop and you know, has done, even took a print class, a screen printing class in college. And she's like, I will never use this. And she's like, well, I guess here we are. So it's been going really good.
Wow.
We've been shipping out so much King's Cay stuff. And the most, let me tell you the most frustrating thing about shipping international, you international folks that might be in the club, there is no guarantee. Like if it, like we, Katie and I were on the phone with ShipStation, who their whole business is shipping, and of course they ship to the rest of the world from America. But we talked, she, the lady that we talked to, she's like, I'm gonna get back to you on this. I'll talk to my higher up. He deals with this nonstop. She calls back, goes, sorry, I don't have good information for you. He said, basically with international, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. I was like, well, that sucks. I said, your ship
Yeah, it
station.
sucks.
You know what I mean? Like it's just there's nothing to do. Like I like it doesn't matter if you declare stuff, if you don't, if it you know I mean like whatever, you know, the postage is paid and it's so expensive. I feel so bad for the fans over there because like I mean, today I was shipping some KK stuff. I saved KK $60 because the weight, it was a bunch of vinyl, the weight was over 4 pounds. So anything over 4 pounds was you it wasn't working with global what, I forget what it's called, Global Post Economy or something. And so I went to the first class. It was $70 and it still didn't work. Went to Priority. That one worked with the weight, but it was $100. And they only got paid $35 for shipping. You know, the customer only paid $35 for shipping. I was like, they're going to, I mean, KK is going to lose money on this deal. It'd be better just to say, sorry, we can't ship it to you. Finally, I went through every single thing and got Global Post standard and got it down to 55. So KK still paid $20, you know, for that person to get that vinyl. But, you know, fortunately, there's not as much international shipping, but it's so frustrating because I'm like, it just doesn't matter. There'll be tons of times where we ship stuff, it seems totally fine, and then a month later we get it back, and the person's like,
yeah,
it didn't even make it through customs or something, and it's just a vinyl record, you know?
Right.
But that's anywhere in the world, so it could be
yeah.
a place on a dirt road in Malaysia or London downtown.
Right.
So
right, yeah,
you don't. So I mean, not, it might make it to the dirt road. It's not like there's. Yeah, right.
It'll get to the dirt road and won't get to downtown London. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's really crazy, but it's been really enjoyable. Like, I have been also cleaning, and so my garage and basement, I spent forever cleaning up the basement the other day and got that in real good shape, because not only I moved all my vinyl in the basement, but also had to have it in an area of the basement that I'm going to start using that for cleaning my screens and creating the screens down, like, with my exposure unit. So, you clean the screen with a pressure washer. So I have to set up a little bit of a booth there so that the ink doesn't get everywhere or get on vinyl. But the vinyl's far enough away, so it's going to be fine. But it's been a lot, man. It's crazy. Honing your own business, man. Just kicking ass every day. And I've been substitute teaching, just nonstop substitute teaching, trying to make a little extra money. So,
yeah, it's
my life, man.
Just got to work hard, dude. 80 hours a week, you know.
My life, man.
And you want to start, and you want to open a Bojangles with me. So,
you know. I promise you. Okay, Matt, here's the plan. Dave's family, Dave, our drummer folks out there, they don't know Dave. They don't know Dave, right? Like, when they think of Emery, does Dave or Chris last?
Chris is less than Dave now.
You think so? Because Chris is in front, though. People are like, oh, that new guy.
Oh, people know Dave.
He used to not have, you know what I mean? Like, I wonder, and Dave just always shies away, doesn't do much, you know, but.
Yeah.
I guess the drum-minded people out there definitely know Dave Moore.
They know Dave, yeah.
Yeah.
They know Dave.
I forget what I was
Chris, I'm going to make Chris start doing all press. Okay, your idea is to do Bojangles because Dave's family owns Jimmy
Dave's
John's.
Dave's family owns like 40 or 50 Jimmy John's. So they know all the ins and outs and goods, positives and negatives of doing businesses, restaurant business, fast food.
Franchises, now, yeah.
I'm telling you, there's already three Bojangles in Illinois. No one ever would have thought that. There's already three.
I wouldn't have thought it.
And that means there's a reason why Bojangles goes, well, I guess we can be in Illinois now. And that means that their goal is to keep moving west. And I'm saying, why not hop on that train right now with a proven expert in Dave's family? And they're like, oh, yeah. Well, we don't. Then maybe they only want to stick with Jimmy John's, but maybe we only want to stick with Bojangles, and it could really work. I think it would be.
Wait, who is the proven expert that they're going to stick with? Who's going to do what?
Dave's family. I'm just saying we have Dave's family to ask every question and to help us do like understand.
But you are going to franchise a Bojangles.
Yes.
And run the fast food restaurant.
I didn't say that part. I'm saying maybe the first one we start doing, they don't run all of them. They just own them, and they have, you know, they have managers for each of them. So you'd have to stay on top of some managers, and you go, wait, why did sales drop $10,000 this month? There's going to be hassles and problems, but I want to own one like in Nebraska and Texas. And I mean, Bojangles will murder in Texas. It'll murder in Louisiana. It'll murder in Mississippi. It'll murder in downtown New York City. I promise.
Sounds like easy mailbox money.
It is. I mean, that's all you do is sit back and count your spicy Cajun fries. That's all you got to do, my friends. I'm telling you, I do believe it's a good idea.
I would do it for free Cajun filet for life. I'd do it for that.
Yeah, you know? Just for Cajun filet biscuit with a side of Cajun fries and a sweet tea, I'd do that. If I just could have that unlimited. But I do believe this. Because we have two Canes in Champaign now. Canes. And I was like, oh man, I wish there was a Zaxby's here. But now I was like, you know what? It probably wouldn't do as good as Canes. Canes has their shit together with growth.
Yeah, they're in. Yeah.
And that's their whole goal. Like, their goal is to become maybe even global, but at least, you know, nationwide.
They're in Times Square. I just saw it in Times. They have a big one in Times Square.
Wow.
I was just saw it. I was like, oh, wow. Yeah.
I feel bad for people because they don't get to experience better chicken than that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, obviously.
It's a good place, but the chicken's not good.
Zaxby's way better. Zaxby's better to me in every way. But, I mean, I can understand something. But it's just a more – like last night, Allie and I went to Seven Saints, Devin. We got had some food. And then we went over to Meijer. And the Canes in front of Meijer's just packed. It was like 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, a line around the, like, it looked almost like a line like Chick-fil-A. And I was like, well, damn, that, like, whoever's doing that's nailing that. But that's what I'm saying. Spicy chick or good. They're not, there's not even spicy, but
no,
Bojangles, I think, could annihilate. I just think
you're
it
right.
Would.
I mean, it definitely would, but the truth of it is you wouldn't be able to do any other job. That would have to be your full-time job for a while.
Yeah, it'd be your main, only main gig. You couldn't substitute and run a merch company and be in a touring band.
Right.
Which one?
And have
a
Bojangles in Nebraska.
So I could put an end to Emory right now if I said, Devin, will you?
You know I'm in.
Okay, Devin, literally be honest right now. Don't be like your normal self. You're sneaky.
Okay.
Don't be sneaky, Devin.
Okay.
Matt, you know how sneaky Devin is sometimes.
I'm sneaky sometimes.
Goes up with a Jenny's ice cream and didn't tell anybody.
Hey, you know, I'd tell you.
Little
that.
Stuff like that. It's just, remember that
it's
one?
Little stuff.
Remember the time
I sneaky.
About Jenny's.
Remember that time I said, hey, can we hang out? And you said you couldn't. And then
you'll never let me forget that.
How could I? It was one of the worst things that ever happened to me.
I told you later.
That was like the day after Joey went north.
Was it?
No, Emory.
It was the day.
It was very close.
No,
it was within a month.
I promise you,
within a month.
Because whatever it was, Matt and Seth were in Costa Rica living it up. You were out with a girl that I couldn't even. The girl wouldn't even look at me, and no girls would look at me. Joey's off north. Lost.
We hung out like every day, and I'm sorry I missed a day. I'm sorry I missed a day. Okay. Anyway,
okay.
What
so
are
if
you
I
asking
said,
me
if
right
I
now?
Said, Devin, okay, this is like I bring you to Tres Amigos. Isn't that what it is? No, Dos Reales here. We go to Dos Reales. I said, let me get you lunch here. Let me just get you lunch, right. Devin.
Make a proposal.
What do you order? So anything you want. Don't
anything?
Hold back. Yeah, don't.
Well,
hold back.
I like to eat some chips with the salsa first. Maybe get a queso.
Yeah, I definitely get the queso.
But I really like the lunch fajitas.
Fajitas.
It feels good. Mm-hmm. Feels
lunch
good.
Lunch fajitas feels a little healthier than their other selections.
A little healthier.
Too.
No tortillas.
You know what I mean?
Tortillas.
You get the steak and the chicken's grilled. It's a little better. Okay.
Good.
And then I go, Devin, I really been thinking about it. I said, something's got to give. Something's got to give. And I say, what would you think about actually starting a Bojangles? We go in together. I've talked to Dave's family. They are willing to be, you know, counsel us, give us all the information we need. They might even help finance with a little bit of.
Yeah, you'd want them to invest.
Yeah, we need investors.
It's good. We have investors and everything. I said, but something has to give. We tell the guys that we are quitting Emory to start Bojangles.
I will do that with Bojangles or not.
Devin would do it just on
Bojangles
a leisure.
Just icing on the cake.
Devin would do it just for the queso.
Just for the queso. I mean, that's a huge undertaking, of course. Like, if you're really thinking about it, I'm like, oh my gosh, financially and all that. If you had solid investors and you had people who were consulting you and helping you, because we had nothing
right.
about it.
But
so,
you got
people
skills.
It's
all people skills.
We got people skills.
We've run a business for 20 years.
I'm not saying we don't have any experience at all or skills to make something happen. Of course we do. But we would feel so green in that environment at first.
It'd be exciting, though, I think.
It would be. It would be.
Think
it'd
about
be scary,
it this way.
Though. It'd be so scary, too.
I think you're selling yourselves a little short. First of all, I don't really think it's going to be as profitable as you think. It'd be a long, hard road till you had 13 of them, and then you might be a more wealthy person. Mm-hmm. But I think you are selling yourself short on how hard it might be. There will be a learning curve. But you have successfully run a business and built relationships for 20 years, are dependable, are smart, can figure out emergencies. Definitely know in the hiring and the managing of people, you're going to be great at it on a personal level.
Now,
think of the reverse of this. Like, okay, because people think we're stupid, and the people that think we're stupid are you, actually. You think you're stupid.
Yeah, I think I'm stupid.
Okay, so that's the main problem there. Because now, but you can't do anything, right? Okay, but imagine, on the other hand, if you went to a Bojangles and found its manager and asked him to see if he could, you know, do what we do.
Yeah,
that's true.
Right.
Which would be harder.
Yeah,
that's true.
Which is harder?
Yeah, we've done the hard thing.
That's something that anybody with 14 brain cells to rub together can do.
Yeah.
Run a Bojangles.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I'm just talking about startup and all that stuff.
Yeah, right. That's just, it's like learning a new software program. Like, oh, crap. Yeah.
The financial. But once
you
learn,
you got to learn it. But the actual skills you have are very far beyond a good Bojangles manager. You just don't have the, you know, the entry would be something. So if you were dedicated, like, but it's not as fun to run a Bojangles probably as being a band. So you had to make sure that you had the, you know, passion to get to the ninth franchise.
Yeah,
that would
that's
be
true.
That's all.
Yeah,
this was easy because you want, now maybe you don't want it anymore. Fine. You're looking for a new passion because you've squeezed all you can out of performing and writing and traveling. Maybe you're done with all that.
Right.
So you need a new passion. Is it Cajun fries? Is Cajun fries going to get you through?
It probably would.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to get that call where Devin goes, Toby, you didn't order Cajun seasoning? We'd have no Cajun seasoning at Bojangles.
Oh, my gosh.
You'd have to be really on top of everything. Like, I'm sure, but that is all probably pretty set up in the company. They're like, this, order this, this, if you sell this much. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure even Bojangles has a system that works really good. I just think, you know, I mean, I just love fried chicken. I guess it's my
homeless
favorite.
Person rubs shit on the walls. Who gets that call?
I know. I'd clean it up. I could do all that.
All the legwork
stuff doesn't
bother
me at all.
If you're willing to do the dirty work and like, I hate scheduling and payroll, but you know, it's like, I'm excited about this new hire. He's a real go-getter. If you could live in that, then you're okay.
It would be tough sitting in the office at Bojangles at 9 o'clock, going over the books at 9 p.m., you know, as after it closed with Devin, we're like, yeah, okay, this is going good. But yeah, and we made, you know, I don't know how much you'd make. I bet an owner makes $100,000 a year, probably.
Not off one Bojangles. No, no way. I don't think so. I mean, no, I don't think so. I do not think so.
I think you could maybe get to that point after a few years or something if it's well run. But I mean, it might take a couple years of 80-hour weeks and stuff like that. I don't really know.
Depends on volume, of course. But you know, but that also it would be really fun to deal with. And then so and so no showed again today.
Right,
and you call Devin about it. It's like, and then people are going to be quitting with no. It's like, they're going to call sick twice and quit. Yeah, like, I thought he was so cool.
And we don't really like being like bosses, you know?
No.
So it's like, it's not really fun. You know, you walk in there like, oh no, here he comes. And then, you know, you or I walk in and we're like, hey guys, what's up? And then we got to fire somebody or do something, you know what I mean?
Single mom Tammy's late again. And you're like, oh shit, Tammy, I'm sorry. we're going to have to let you go. And she's like, but I got to get, you know, food.
It's your third ride up, Tammy.
Yeah, like, Tammy.
How am I supposed to keep you on?
Tammy, I'm doing everything I can, Tammy, but you keep... My car broke down, sir. Sir, my car broke down. I'm like, don't call me sir.
Mr. Morrell.
Yeah. But that's what's so crazy. Like, I mean, I don't know how, like, businesses are making... They, like, nobody is working in a lot of businesses. Like, it's crazy. Yeah. Like one of our favorite restaurants, Olive Garden, is constantly packed, and they never... have enough servers anymore. Like, they just don't even hardly have enough. There's always like a 45 minute wait, and I'm like, man, one of the Applebee's here closed because I went to the other one 2 weeks ago and they couldn't even seat you. They were like, it's at least gonna be 45 minutes. The only person here is the bartender. And we're like, oh my gosh, like a host and a bartender that's it. Not even like they didn't even have people to wash the dishes or I don't even think they had a cook. The bartender was the cook. Doing bartending as well or something, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what restaurants are going to do. I guess can restaurants just go under, like fully go under, other than
they
I mean,
go under all the time, but the ones that are going to survive are going to robo-fi.
You can robo-fi but you have to do something else first. Like sit down places can't just be, they just won't be robotic.
Yeah.
Automated. They have to be like, they have to go to an express version of what they are, or they have to change the whole structure of their business first, and then they can be, you know what I'm saying?
There's an integration emerging happening. I'll tell you my new way of looking at it that's really fucking crazy is that we're experiencing this screen. this relates to Emeryland and why you should join Emeryland, because think of the effort put into anything and this podcast. So you just tip is to join Emeryland. That's all it is. Yeah. Because all day, every day, you're getting the iPad put in your face that you interact with it. You do the paying. You do the, or you just show up, interact with the iPad. And it's also when the humans are withdrawing, now you have to tip for everything. You notice that that isn't that weird? Tipping is for human interaction, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll have less human interaction than ever and more tipping with the digital thing than ever. So now there's a screen in your face and you tip. The human is gone. But you used to get human interaction and then tip. And now you have more tipping and less humans.
That's a weird trend.
And I was at the Bayside concert, and the bar I went to, and it's mixed feelings though, because I was at the bar at, no, I mean, it was irritating, but it was, no, it was mixed, because I went to the bar and there was no line. There was like six iPads across the bar, and there's four bartenders back there. And by the time you show up at the bar, you should already know what you want. And you just like point or say it and they hand it to you. And then you interact with the screen. So the human is they're just doing the robot. They're not doing anything.
Right.
They're handing you the drink.
Them what to do.
Right. Like you go up and you say it and they use their ears to hear you. And then they get the Coors Light and then they just stand back and you see the iPad and you just pop. So you're not, I don't go in, I don't talk to him, ask what to do in a loud place, have to lean into his ear and then say, you want to keep it open? And then he takes it back and puts it in a book and puts my name on it. And then I have to remember to go back and I have to decide if I, it's like, no, I just pop my card in. If I get four beers, I'm pop my card four times on the iPads right there.
Yeah.
Now each, so I go, ah, that's actually better. I don't have to deal with this fucking guy. I just kind of say Coors Light. And then so it's fine. But then I realize the Coors Light is like, I don't know, $11 or not, whatever it is, $10 for a tall Coors Light.
Right, yeah. Right.
And then the lowest tip thing is like $2.
Yeah.
So you don't do custom.
You can do custom.
You don't click custom.
Well, I'm just saying I'm developing my habits around this, but I'm just going to tap the lowest one and move on. And then Bridget's going to come up behind me and do the same thing when she was in the bathroom or whatever. And now we're both sitting there holding drinks and we've tipped already $4 to not humans.
Yeah.
And then if we go back again, you know what I mean? I would never tip $2 on one Coors Light if I had dollar bills or was interacting with a person there. I would tip $1 maybe every other drink. You know. Right. But now it's already hitting me with shame if I don't give $2 per Coors Light and the bartender's no longer part of the equation. So why am I – so something's – you should tip less. The tipping should be going away with the human interaction, but it's increasing because it's easier to put a screen in somebody's face and give them a nice UX.
Yeah, you're right.
So something's weird about that, but that's what we're in.
I'm telling you, it's also the way the prices are going. I saw a TikTok the other day. The guy was like, I went to the grocery store and I can't believe how expensive stuff is. He says, so I'm telling you, you have to figure out a way to lower the prices or I'm going to steal. I'm good at stealing. I'm going to steal. So I'm trying to pay, but you're making it where I can't. And like when I hear that story, I'm like, oh man, you should just sneak in a mini bottle of vodka or something and for $1 and then just get a soda. Or so, you know what I mean? Like you would just want to start sneaking and doing more because you're like,
but well, you probably can do more of that. It probably is true. You probably will because there's people, less human.
The less human interaction, they're paying less attention.
Right.
The bartenders aren't going.
That's what I'm saying. They're not.
You have a drink, you know, they're like, oh, well, we're making this amount of money, so we're not even paying attention. And you probably just will do that. I mean, it'd be easy to sneak.
And I mean, everybody knows what's happening and everybody just falls victim to what it is all the time. Like there's nothing you can do about it. Like when we went to Tennessee a while back and we went to that, we were at the lodge or whatever it was, but the drinks outside by the pool, I mean, if a mixed drink was like $24 or something like
that.
It was like unbelievable, and I don't think anybody bought one luckily, but a beer was like 12 or 14.
I know,
you know,
it's ridiculous.
And so the next time we came back, we just snuck in a big paper cup full of vodka or somebody brought that, and then you just get a Coke for $7 or you know. And then you put it in that. I'm like, okay, well, you know what I mean? It's just, but everybody just accepts for what it is. And you
and
just
then the tips just tag on top of that as an afterthought because you don't want to be a bad person. And I'm going to start walking around with the iPad. And just when I do nice things for people, I'm going to put it in their face and give them three choices. Just yeah. like tap it.
And look just away. Like, just say
yeah,
like, just,
yeah, exactly.
Just say,
like,
it's going to. And you know what's funny about it is people say, it's going to ask you a question now.
Yeah.
Like, it, yeah,
like,
it, yes.
like not me. Yeah. I'm not asking.
I don't
it's
going to
ask you a question now. And they turn it around not, and, yeah. look, right. and they look away.
Yeah, the human's just there to vouch for the computer. That's it. The human's just vouching for the computer. Ah, trust, it's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty cool. Check this out. You're going to like it. I mean, that's all it is.
I kind of have a feeling, too, like now, like, so we switched over to T-Mobile and we had to do all this stuff. And I was chatting with a person. They really helped, you know, kind of because we were moving from Verizon and doing all this stuff. And it's always a hassle. You're just like, man, it's going to be crappy. But it ends up being simpler than you think it's going to be. But I had a feeling. I was like, man, I can't tell if I'm talking to a human or AI.
Wow.
I just cannot tell. And I think I was talking to a human because it got pretty deep and he helped me. But there's moments where I'm thinking, okay, I'm talking to a human now. And then it turns out I'm not.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, let me get you a person or whatever. They eventually tell you that. And like when I call on the phone, there's always that. And I'm always a little unsure. It's getting, and there's even videos, you know, like now, you know, there's just so many AI videos now too. Like, and I almost can't tell if it's a human or an AI. It's like,
it's insane.
You have to watch like whatever it is, you have kind of have to watch their eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's these real subtle things
and that's
that
going
are
away
about
soon,
to be gone.
Too.
It's about to be no difference. So that's just the integration that's happening is like, it's about to be just free for all humans. Don't matter.
So the prediction would be on that trend of them saying it's is the, like you said, they're going to be like, it's actually pretty cool. You should hear what it has to say. You know, like they're going to vouch for their thing.
Right.
But the AIs and the robots and the interfaces are going to, they now will develop the personalities.
Right.
Right. Because like a bartender with big boobs who smiles at you gets a tip.
Right.
So what does the robot need to do to really get the best tip? And it'll figure that out and do it. Yes. Like, it's like, oh, it has a question for you, but it's going to like give you your horoscope and tell you you look great and you give it a tip or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to do something.
Right.
You know, it's going to figure out how to do that as the people withdraw back from it. And at Starbucks yesterday, I got, and the lady, it was at my Starbucks. And I didn't really recognize her, but she goes, oh, no mocha today. And I was like, yeah, no, just, and she goes, Matt, right? I was like, that's tip insurance right there.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm tapping. Crazy, like, hell, I guess there's no, she knows for a fact I had to hit. Yeah, I had to hit the button.
That's
there.
Cool.
All right. We got to get out of here. We'll see y'all next week.